South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hacklow along with Beth Foster. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Beth.
How are you, David?
I'm doing great.
All right, so this week we're going to talk about, well, I always got to be careful about this because I remember when this first came out and we were saying it a lot, there would be always people that would call and say, stop saying it on the radio. You keep upsetting the device in my home. So stop saying it when you talk. Because sometimes the radio stations would run promos with the actual name of this device.
Correct.
And then they were like, oh boy, this is not working. So I now would just say with our smart speaker. But we're going to talk about Amazon's device that we know is in the home. Right?
Oh, come on. I have to say the name.
No, Alexa. You got to say it. Yeah, go ahead. Say it.
No, let's have fun this hour.
All right. So, yes. So, it is Alexa. Now, so this is Alexa Plus finally arriving.
Alexa Plus. It's been more than a year since we were teased about this. And during that year, obviously, AI has become much more prevalent technology in this industry, and that's what they've done. They put more AI into Alexa Plus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but that seems to make sense because people are turning to AI or these chat things to have them, you know, do everything.
Streamline their life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't that be in the smart speaker?
Exactly. And it just makes sense. It lets you interact more complex interactions, easier to do using regular language and not having to be so careful how you ask for something, which is getting better all the time.
Okay, so you kind of don't, maybe, hopefully, you won't have to repeat yourself three times for Alexa to understand.
Right, and then they give you the wrong answer.
Yeah. I know, that's what I was about to ask, because I don't personally have Alexa. You know, I have, like, my phone with Siri. That's enough robot for me inside my household. But I know so many people who have Alexa, and I thought she worked pretty well on her own. I mean, you know, she orders what you need to order. She says, hey, you might be running low on dog food. Should we order more? Do they have an example as to how that interaction will be elevated with the AI capabilities?
They do. They have some videos, actually, from the demonstration, and it is it's pretty cool. It's still not everything that we need it to be, or that we think it should be, because as human beings, we always think technology should be better than what we have right now. Mm-hmm. But we have both the Alexa and also Siri.
Okay.
And Alexa, I feel, is a much stronger competitor in this industry.
Yeah. So what do you use Alexa for in your house, David? I'm curious.
Okay. So it's controlling some smart plugs, some smart outlets and things in the home. It's a wonderful device for my grandchildren. They can come over and ask it questions, which they do. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to get answers to schoolwork or answers to what happened back in the prehistoric era and all of that. It's all right there. It's not like, you know, we used to have to dig out the Encyclopedia Britannica, Rob, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
59, 60 volume set of encyclopedias.
Yeah. It's back in the day with those. Like, you used to sometimes get those handed down. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, right. I'm going to give you some encyclopedias.
Oh, I love encyclopedias. Yeah. I know kids seem to really take to Alexa. You know, they, like, ask for a song to be played. That's why games. Also, like, what's the weather and all that stuff. So I'm impressed with also their specific targeting of kids through Alexa Plus.
Yeah, and it does learn from what you do. For instance, I'm a fan of dad jokes.
Yeah.
And we're always asking Alexa for dad jokes, and now we get them all the time.
Oh, wow.
Does it tell stories?
Yeah.
It'll tell stories, and that's one thing really cool that I'm looking forward to. That my grandchildren are 8 and 10, and they love to write stories. Now, there's a new version of Kids Alexa featuring Stories with Alexa, which allows the kids to be creative and decide what kind of story they want to write with it, the creatures or the people that should be in the story, and so on. Seems like it's going to be very exciting for kids, along with sound effects and visual elements. So we'll see how that all pans out in the very near future.
Our days as a radio professional are numbered, Rob.
I know. I mean, I know the idea is to replace us all, but yeah. I think we're not quite there yet, at least for us. As they say with live interactive radio, though. I'm still, I mean, you can, you know, have these automated disc jockeys, I suppose.
I know. This is true.
This is why we always have people here doing traffic and weather and all kinds of live stuff.
WATD is unique in its own right.
Yeah.
And we love that for WATD. So let me just give you an example. So if you're like, hey, Alexa, if I'm a little kid and I'm like, hey, Alexa Plus, tell me a story about a creature who lives under the Sagamore Bridge and eats up all the fish in the sea. And then it takes it from there and it adds sound effects and it talks about the fish being eaten. I think that's, you know, that's pretty cool.
It could be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like Mad Libs.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Okay.
My nieces and nephews absolutely love Mad Libs. We do it together. Yeah, I introduced it to them.
Yeah.
I give them books every Christmas.
See, so now it's time to give them an Alexa Plus.
Yeah. No, now, you know.
Yeah.
There's pluses and minuses every. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, we get too involved in technology. Where does the creative bent from the children go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't rely on technology to do all the things.
No, you got to have imagination and still make up your own stories without the help of Alexa, I think, and then have, you know, your uncle or your aunt in radio
read
them.
Right. Yeah.
Know,
oh,
like
absolutely.
I love doing the radio voice for them and doing stories and stuff like that.
No,
so.
I know. We should make a Rob Plus.
Yeah. Wow. Old Uncle Rob.
I
old
know.
Uncle Rob.
We got to put him in a smart speaker.
Just Rob Plus there to take over.
Hey, Rob Plus, what's the weather today? What's the traffic? I mean, that's essentially what you do right now, actually.
I guess I do. Yeah. I mean, I do that in your home already for a lot of people. But yeah, I suppose you could, put me into a machine.
I do want to note that if somebody's listening who has Amazon Plus and this all excites them, we are very excited for you. There are certain pricing numbers, and it depends on if you're a Prime member or not a Prime member. It seems like Prime subscribers will have complimentary access to Alexa Plus, and non-Prime members are going to have to pay $20 per month for Alexa Plus. So then they also have to buy the smart speaker device that goes with that. Okay.
Exactly. And then, but the other thing with that is this is probably a plan on Amazon's part, because if Alexa Plus is going to cost you $20 a month, but Amazon Prime only costs $14.99 a month, and you get Alexa Plus included, it makes sense to join Amazon Prime, and then they kind of get you more, because when Alexa says to you, you're running out of dog food, guess who's going to send you the dog food?
Right, Amazon, definitely.
That's right.
And then, but the Amazon Kids Plus subscription, the storytelling element that we were just talking about, that's an additional $5.99 per month for Amazon Prime members, right? So now it's bringing it to like that $20 non-Prime members, except you get more advantages.
Well, I suppose.
Yeah.
If you don't have Prime and you don't shop Amazon, it may not be worthwhile for you to do this. But if you do, you get the new Amazon, the Alexa Plus free, and then for another $6, you can get the kids' Amazon Plus, which is, I think it's going to be cool. Give it a try, and if it doesn't work out, you just drop that component.
Absolutely. Very cool.
All right. Well, it's interesting. And again, as we know, with all of these devices and products, they want a monthly subscription. They want to keep getting money in from you. But as we talked about, this may be, you know, an upgrade. And certainly if you have something already, I imagine you'd want the advanced model. So this advanced model is available now?
It's being rolled out this month. It's coming out now.
All right, good stuff. David Snell's got the latest article in his blog. David, where do people go to read it?
Let's go to AxSmartIT.com and click on my blog link.
AxSmartIT.com. AxSmartIT.com. David Snell, AxSmartIT in Wareham. Thank you, David.
I'm going to go order my old Rob box.
Oh, yeah. Rob Plus.
Rob Plus.
Yeah, look for it in stores
now
in Caldor.
We're getting traffic from Beth Plus.
Oh, yeah.
Or Beth Minus.
No. Oh, bye, David.